Give us your peace and teach us your ways. Amen. There are three basic truths that arise from this wonderful farewell passage that Jesus shared with his disciples. The three truths: joyful assurance, empowered prayer, and peace in trial, tribulation, and suffering. The context of the passage is that Jesus is about to embark on his farewell journey, and he's predicting his death to his disciples. He tells them yet again about his forthcoming trial, his death and crucifixion. But also, he shares with them the victory of his resurrection and all that will mean, and all that will come from that. The establishment of his church, part of which we are here today. And his disciples are struggling to get it all. Their comprehension about what is about to happen is inadequate. Even those of the 12 that have an inkling do not really have the faith to fully comprehend the truth and the future consequence. And Jesus, this time without proverb or illustration, attempts to spell it out in plain English, or the language of his time, Aramaic. Now, I'm quite sympathetic to the disciples. All that is happening before the resurrected return of Jesus, they do not have the benefits that we have with hindsight, or the direct divine inspiration that we have in the embodied Christ through the Holy Spirit we have today, a spirit of faith and truth that can inspire and inspires us from within. Verse 33, take heart, because I have overcome the world, for victory is mine, Jesus tells them. So I can hear, if that's the case, we could be so sure of our faith. Why doesn't God, the loving Father, hear my prayer? Why is there still so much suffering in this world? Unbearable suffering for so many people. Well, not all people acknowledge Christ, which is the message, part of the message in the epistle. And indeed, some pay superficial lip service to him and to his message. They practice the religion, but do not put their actions into deed or their beliefs into deed. They're interested in doing their own thing. Jesus is very clear. Trial and tribulation you will certainly have, but the difference is this, is that you will have what you need. In me, you have the help that you can get from the Father through tough times ahead. You see, in Christ, peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ in that trouble. Jesus explains about the light at the end of the tunnel, the joyful assurance that in the end all manner shall be well, and whatever life becomes for you, whatever you face, in me, in faith, in me, Jesus Christ, you will have the victory. And most importantly, through prayer, empowered prayer, you can have it now. Because God the Father cares and loves us and wants to give to you in abundance. All that you do, all you need to do is ask in my name, Jesus says, and in return you shall receive. In another passage, he describes it as being weighed down, packed in and running over. Verse 23 to 27. In my absence to come, Jesus says, prayers can be made directly now to the Father. The lines are open. God is on the end of the blower. God the Father is literally on the end of the telephone line for you to ask whatever you need. In the Old Testament world, the idea of speaking to God directly was challenging, if not impossible. God, you see, spoke to his people through the prophets, and in return you had to respond to God through the priest. That is how ancient religion worked, and those in power liked it that way. The idea that anyone, a child, a Gentile, regardless of being male or female, slave or free, could now pray directly to the Father without the necessity of priest or prophet was an incredible truth. A direct line of communication to God the Father made possible via Jesus, his Son, is the most radical and freedom-giving moment in all history. Why people can't see it or accept it is a frustrating truth, because the world would be a much happier place if people just realise that they can simply speak to God directly and ask for whatever they need, wherever they are and to whoever they are. I'm going to leave you with a picture that we had that was shared last week at the 9:30. God sometimes speaks through pictures. He puts a photograph in your imagination. And it was a picture of a red telephone box, you know, Sir Giles Gilbert Scott's classic red telephone box that you see on London postcards. That was the picture. The interpretation is that you can call on God any time. He's always on the end of the line to hear your prayer. I'm going to end with the old hymn, Blessed Assurance, for Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, now born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. Amen.